A simple question about the history of Burlington's Church Street yielded some interesting trivia about the city. It all started when Lorraine Carter Lovejoy of Burlington asked our people-powered podcast Brave Little State to investigate the story behind the church in Church Street.
Who or what was Church Street named after? I ask this question because it comes up frequently that Vermont is very secular, and my friend suggested that Church Street was named after a person with the last name of Church instead of the Unitarian Universalist Church at the top of Church Street.
VPR's Liam Elder Connors has this answer.
It might sound like a trick question.
Who do you think Church Street, or what is Church Street named after?
I would assume it's named after, isn't there a church at the end of the street?
The one that you're pointing at right now?
Yeah. So it's just that church up there, so it was named Church Street because of that.
My guess would have to be the Unitarian Church at the head of Church Street.
I think it's named after the church at the top of Church Street.
I would have to agree.
That church up there.
The church at the end of the walkway.
I have zero idea. I'm assuming a church.
Most people guess that the name came from the Unitarian Church that's at the top of the street. Though I was surprised to hear Winston Churchill tossed out as a joking guess not once, but twice.
I don't even know if he's from around here, Winston Churchill. Why don't you know what president he was either, right? He was a president, right?
He's a British Prime Minister.
British Prime Minister? I always thought he was the president. That's funny.
But like most people guess, Church Street is indeed named after the Unitarian Church. And the street's been identified by the church for a long time.
Church is built in 1816, as far back as the land records in the 1830s. And an early one I read in 1830, it's referred to as the road leading to the brick church.
That's Mary O'Neill, a principal planner with the city of Burlington. She also helped write the application for Church Street to be listed on the National Register of Historic Places. O'Neill says that Church Street served a really important purpose. It connected the Wharf District on Burlington's waterfront and the Mill District in Winooski.
It's just in between those, what's going on in Winooski and what's going on in the wharves.
And since Church Street was a connector street, lots of people traveled on it, which of course meant it was a good place to set up stores.
It's interesting that the construction of the church may have defined this street as being the mercantile district.
Okay, that's a pretty straightforward answer, and probably not that surprising. But what you might not know is there used to be a giant ravine in Burlington. It cut diagonally from Upper Pearl Street down to the old barge canal on the south end.
And a river did run through it. There was running water in it, and it was deep.
And Church Street was a way around the ravine.
And there was not easy transit between the east and the west of Burlington. In fact, you had to come down Church Street. This was the path.
And if you're wondering what happened to that big ravine, it got filled in during the 1870s.
In the newspapers in the 1877, the city invites residents to come dispose of their broken pottery, their yard waste, and their dead cats by helping us fill the ravine and throw your material in this chasm to help us fill it and make a bridge.
Now, as someone who owns a cat, that bit about throwing dead cats in there breaks my heart a little bit.
I'm sorry to report that, but it was in the Burlington paper.
But of all the people who visit Church Street every year, how many of them have popped their head into the building that it's named for? I asked Bob Furr, the facilities manager, to show me around the 201-year-old church. In the sanctuary, which feels kind of like an old New England meeting house, Bob points out eight banners that largely sum up what the Unitarian Church is all about: diversity, inclusion, and tolerance.
The first one to the left is the UU banner, Unitarian Universalist banner. Second one is the Islamic crescent moon and star. Third is the Buddhist wheel of Dharma, the Hindu Shiva. On this side, we have the Jewish menorah, the Taoist yin yang, the Christian Celtic cross, and lastly, the Native American tree of life.
What I really wanted to see was the bell tower. It's so iconic and nearly impossible not to notice if you're in downtown Burlington. Plus, every hour the bell actually rings. But what's the city look like from the top?
Do you need to take that with you? If you do, that's fine.
So Bob took me and my microphone up to the bell tower.
You're just going to need both hands when you're climbing, okay?
Yeah, I'm...
All right. We climbed up a steep set of stairs, then up a steep ladder to arrive at the clock platform. This is where the inner workings of the clock were, a beautiful and precise assembly of gears quietly ticking away. Bob says he has to come up here and manually wind the clock each week.
And it's a real aerobic exercise.
I can imagine. How long does it take for you to wind it?
Probably close to 60 seconds, I would say. Yeah, let's head on up. When you get up where I am, on your left, you'll see a black steel bar. That's a good thing to grab a hold of and boost yourself up with, okay?
Sounds like a plan. All right, not so
wonderful.
Bad. Yeah.
Wonderful.
When I got to the top, I could see Church Street stretching out in front of the church many feet below. And it was pretty neat to be looking down at an area that I know so well and notice new things, like the Golden Dome on top of City Hall.
Great view from up here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Adirondacks to our west, Mount Philo straight ahead.
And I saw people walking. A couple of them seemed to be looking up at the bell tower. And I know this is kind of cheesy, but I felt like after seeing the church sitting on top of the street for years, it felt kind of special to flip that equation and see the street from the church's view.
That was Liam Elder Connors. To hear the rest of our Vermont History episode, search Brave Little State in your NPR One app and tap to listen to the latest episode. The music you heard in this segment was by Poddington Bear. Brave Little State has support from the VPR Journalism Fund and Up Mountain Switchel.